Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Leading Britain's conversation with Ian Dale at Drive on LBC.
10 to 5, we'll come back to your calls in just a second, but let's cross live to the United States and talk to Simon Marks, our US correspondent, for the Donald Trump gaffe of the day.
It's early yet. We haven't had the Donald Trump gaffe of the day yet, but certainly we are now sailing in absolutely uncharted territory, Ian. There's no question about that. Time and again throughout this election cycle, it's been almost impossible to contemplate what we've been witnessing here. But over the last 48 to 72 hours, the Trump campaign has gone into absolutely complete chaotic meltdown mode. Mistake after mistake, gaffe after gaffe, taking issue with a mother whose baby was crying during a campaign rally appearance yesterday and telling the mother to take the baby out of here. And there are growing signs now that Republican leaders are at least in some measure preparing to bail on Donald Trump. The head of the Republican National Committee is described as apoplectic over Mr. Trump's refusal to endorse some very prominent Republican leaders, Senator John McCain, the Speaker of the House of Representatives Paul Ryan, for re-election in their congressional districts. You've also got at least one Republican congressman already endorsing Hillary Clinton for the presidency, with perhaps others to follow. There really is now a sense that the Trump campaign is threatened with the prospect of unraveling. And in some quarters, you hear questions being asked about whether he might in some fashion even drop out of the race. Now, his advisors are pushing back against that. They say 100%. They say that he is absolutely in it and absolutely in it to win it. But there's no question that he is in very, very deep trouble now.
Procedurally, if the Republican Party wanted to deselect him, how would they go about that? Is there even a procedure for doing it?
No, there's no formal way for them now to deselect him. Not now he has become the presidential candidate. Procedurally, what would have to happen is that pressure would have to be put on him to fall on his sword, as it were, for the good of his party. That, I think, would be the first thing that he's done for the good of
his
party.
Wouldn't be within character, would it?
Certainly wouldn't be within the character that we've seen exhibited over the last 4 or 5 days. And then someone would have to come forward and say, right, for the good of the party, maybe Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, would say, I'll put my name forward and you can all write my name in on the ballot as the Republican Party's formal candidate. But, you know, we are sailing in waters that have not been navigated by either of the political parties here. And, you know, speaking of Donald Trump's character, I mean, I think that is the real thing that's come under the microscope over the last 4 or 5 days. We're used to gaffes. We're used to his lack of political experience playing in to some of the difficulties that he's experienced on the campaign trail, characterized in the past by senior Republicans as rookie mistakes. But what's happened over the last 4 or 5 days is qualitatively different. And you've got people asking questions now publicly about his own psychological stability, about his own mental makeup.
Well, he's showing and all the classic signs of stress, isn't he?
Stress and extreme narcissism, according to some psychologists here who have looked at his behaviour and have been asked to look at his behaviour by media companies. It's said here today that Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, and Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York, are going to engage engage in some kind of intervention personally with Donald Trump in a bid to say to him, look, you are now in really a bad place and you've got to reset this campaign and you've got to start listening to some of the people around you. His campaign manager, Paul Manafort, is said to be absolutely at the end of his rope. And according to one report yesterday, was privately telling reporters that he was now phoning it in with Donald Trump because he just couldn't get himself to be listened to.
I mean, I can't believe that Donald Trump would voluntarily step aside. But if he did, who would be the candidate? How do they get a new candidate? Could they just say, right, Rudolph Giuliani, you've got a good track record. We want you to be our candidate now, even though obviously he hasn't fought any primaries or anything.
Yeah, I mean, the process, in as much as it would work, would involve the Republican National Committee coalescing around a candidate. That could be Paul Ryan. That could be a complete outsider, Condoleezza Rice. It could be Rudy Giuliani, although I think that's unlikely. You know, they obviously would desperately want to avoid that, especially because Donald Trump's diehard supporters would still write his name in. You have the right here in the United States when you go to vote in November. You can vote for Hillary Clinton. You can vote for Donald Trump. You can vote for Ian Dale. You can write his name in on the ballot and say, I want Ian Dale to be president of the United States. So Trump supporters, if were he not the Republican candidate, could go in there and physically write his name in on the ballot. Look, if you're Hillary Clinton, this is all glorious news. A magnificent series of developments, because at this point the way is absolutely clear for you to romp to victory, barring some kind of effective reset either of the Trump campaign or his replacement as a candidate by someone who can appeal to Republicans both from the right and from the centre as well.
Because there are quite a few people who would fit the bill there. They've got quite a few decent candidates. You could say Condoleezza Rice, you could say Paul Ryan, Rudy Giuliani, several others who could actually pose quite a threat to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, you've also got the folks who went through the primary process. Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz. I mean, they must all be watching
damaged
this
goods,
process.
Damaged goods,
definitely. But they must be watching this process with an absolute sense of horror. I mean, the other difficulty with all of this is, you know, it's pretty easy to sit here in the enlightened East Coast and observe all of this and say to yourself, well, where on earth does Donald Trump's support come from? But, you know, if you attend these Donald Trump rallies that he's been holding this week in Iowa, in Ohio, and other battleground states here, you know, he's speaking to large crowds of the faithful. And how the Republican Party handles them is very, very difficult should Donald Trump find himself in a situation where he is unable to move forward
well,
as a candidate.
You're saying Donald Trump rallies. I'm thinking Jeremy Corbyn rallies and the problems of the Labour Party.
Yes, very similar.
Simon, interesting stuff. Thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent. I think if I couldn't win North Norfolk in an election, I'm unlikely to win a presidential election. So I don't think I'll put my name forward. Right, let's go back to your calls. We're talking.